Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Ironic that this is the song we come back with, because Footloose soundtrack is your artist of the day. And I believe, because I've seen Footloose 80 times, this is the weirdo gymnastic scene where he parks the VW bug in the warehouse and just starts screaming. He's drinking, he's smoking, throws them both against the wall, and then goes on his gymnastic rant.
Wait, I thought it was 60 times that you'd seen this movie an hour ago.
It might be 80.
Okay.
It might be 85.
90?
Nah, maybe. When it's on, okay? I can't turn it off.
Weirdo.
I love Footloose.
I even have it on DVD, and I've never seen it.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Taryn Humphrey is joining us in studio. She was on yesterday with Jamie and Wicket, and Dana went completely goo-goo-eyed over her and wanted her to come in today at 4 o'clock.
I was kind of yelling at my radio.
If the name rings a bell, it should. She was on the 2004 Olympic team, that gymnastics Olympic team that went to Greece, and she won two silver medals. Okay. So Taryn Humphrey, who is from our area, born in St. Joseph, reared in Bates City and went on to the Olympics and won two silver medals, is in studio. But there's another reason why she is here.
Yes. And I want to kind of back up and talk about your trek to even get to the most elite level of your sport, that very, very, very few girls get to do that. I think, you know, hundreds of thousands of girls dream about doing it, but very, very few have done what you did, and I just, hats off to you for it. I think it's absolutely amazing. You started as a gymnast at age 2.
I did, yes, in the parent class where right? She could come roll me around.
And then at what age did they figure out that you were pretty darned amazing at gymnastics?
Whenever I was 9 years old, we went to state and we would lose to a gym here in Kansas City. And so my dad was like, well, why is this gym winning and we're not? So we decided to move to Blue Springs with Al Fong. And when I became about 12 years old, Al would always tell my parents, I'm going to make the Olympic team. And my parents are very realistic and they're like, okay, we just won a college scholarship.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would say about age 15, I kind of knew it was possible.
And by then you were already going to the famed Bella Caroli Ranch.
Yeah, I spent some time there. Yeah, I started going in 2000 when I made the team.
You were on the U.S. team for 4 years, around 2000 to 2004, and then the Olympic team in 2004. And
yes.
So you have just had this amazing career. Mm-hmm. You then decide to continue working for USA Gymnastics, and you were an athlete rep. What
yes.
did that mean?
I actually went on to college first. I competed in University of Alabama mm-hmm. for 3 years. I was a NCAA champion on bars, 11-time All-American. And then in 2009, USA Gymnastics approached me and said I was qualified to be the athlete representative. I was so happy. And I said, yeah, I would love to be the athlete representative. At the time, I was the alternate rep. Nastia was the main rep.
Nastia Lukin.
Yes. And then...
oh, I know. I follow gymnastics.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Yes. And then she decided she was going to make a comeback. So then I kind of had to step into her role.
And so you were the point person between the athletes and who?
So basically, I was kind of the rule, helping with the rules. I was on the IEC. I was the one deciding the world and Olympic team with two other votes. And basically, the athlete representative is the voice of the athletes.
Okay. So
you're like the union rep.
Yeah, kind of.
I'm just trying to put this into terms that I understand.
Absolutely, Scott. Union, that's a good analogy. That position came to an end very suddenly this week.
Yes.
So for those of you who did not see this in the news, I want you to explain on your Facebook page. You forwarded a meme
on May 2nd.
And explain what it shows in the photos.
Right. Obviously going to the University of Alabama, I'm a big Saban fan, so I follow a lot of his memes. And so I posted an experience, and I basically said, as an athlete, I needed a good butt chewing growing up just to keep me in line. It wasn't directed at anybody but myself. But USA Gymnastics did not like it and decided to fire me for it.
Let me just draw the mental picture, if I may.
Yes, of the actual meme.
All right. The meme that you retweeted on Facebook, and I use that in air quotes, on Facebook, has Nick Saban yelling at one of his players, the coach of Vanderbilt yelling at – it's a four-picture meme, okay?
Yeah.
There's another picture from the coach at Clemson and Florida State.
And they're screaming at the athlete.
They're in the face of, and they're all football players. Okay. Above it says, what champions consider coaching is what the entitled consider abuse. Parents, if your son is going to be great, he will take some ass chewings along the way. Get ready. Sent that on Facebook.
This had nothing to do with women or girls or gymnastics. This was a football meme.
And above it, you added, quote, I will be the first one to admit I needed a good butt chewing every once in a while.
Yes.
Like get to practice. I know you don't want to go.
Yeah. Growing up, I was a very lazy athlete. And every once in a while, my mom, my dad, my coaches had to refocus that so I wouldn't get hurt. So if that was a butt chewing or just a firm get going, then I needed it. I was the first to admit.
So you think nothing of this?
No.
And did you get a phone call?
I got a text message that said I needed to take my Twitter down. And my response was, I don't have a Twitter. What are you talking about? And an attorney had reposted my post and turned it around to where I condone abuse and I'm okay with abuse. Took it way out of proportion.
An attorney for whom?
It was an LA attorney.
What connection does he have?
Wait, were they trying to say that you were trying to connect abuse to the massive sex abuse scandal? Oh, please. Oh, I missed that in the fine print.
Wait, where did who's the LA attorney? This part has me a little bit confused.
He's the attorney for the survivors, for Larry Nassar.
And he was trying to make a connection that with, I don't know a lot about this, but I do know about Larry Nassar, but with the football meme, you're saying that abuse of athletes is acceptable.
That's what he's saying, yes.
I've got to say, Taryn, that is an enormous stretch. So you are friends with many of the young women
Correct. Who
so bravely testified against that monster. You actually knew Larry Nassar. I always say may he rot in hell every time his name comes up on this program. We all watched the testimony of those girls describe what they had been through, and we heard about the testimony detailing who knew what and when. And it is no secret that USA Gymnastics is in a ton of hot water over their handling of that sex abuse scandal. I believe they filed for bankruptcy. There are tons of lawsuits over it. My guess is if anyone is sensitive to that side of what was happening, it is you.
Absolutely. And, for the longest time, USAG would tell me, the attorneys would say, you cannot render an opinion either way. You cannot come out public. You can't do anything publicly with either side. Whatever side you're on, just you cannot say anything about this.
Was there anyone on his side? Who would that be?
No, not that way. Not that way. Not in support or not.
They were just saying, don't talk about it.
Do not talk about it. And this crushed me because some of these, these were some of my teammates and the girls I've seen for years. And it just crushed me not to be able to say anything.
And you were the athlete representative.
Exactly.
And this was happening to the athletes.
Exactly.
So this is why I was screaming in my car. We're going to get into this when we come back, because USA Gymnastics, when they fired you, said that your statements are not in line with their values, is I believe the word that they used. And then I lost my ever-loving mind over all that right. statement.
More with Taryn Humphrey in just a moment here on Dana and Parks. Three doors down. It's one of them threes. Taryn Humphrey from the USA Gymnastics. She was on the 2004 Olympics, won two silver medals, recently fired by USA Gymnastics, is joining us in studio. Her great offense was a meme that she posted on Facebook showing four college football coaches in the face mask of a player.
Yelling.
Yeah, of course. And something to the effect of, if you don't think that your kids are going to get yelled at in sports to motivate them, et cetera, and I'm paraphrasing, of course, but wake up.
Yeah,
it's going
then,
to happen.
And then she wrote, I will be the first one to admit I needed a good butt chewing every once in a while with a smiley face crying laughing emoji. So like an LOL. And the LOL did not save your job.
No, it didn't.
Why didn't you delete it? They asked you to delete it. Obviously, you didn't have to.
I don't really think I had the chance to delete it. And in my eyes, I didn't do anything wrong. That's how I felt as an athlete, and it was directed towards myself and myself only.
Did you know that when they told you to take it down, and originally they told you to take it off your Twitter, which you don't have.
Right.
Obviously, it was Facebook. Did you think, if I don't, I'm going to be fired? I'm going to lose my job?
Oh, I never thought about that. And actually, I spoke to the CEO that night, and she said I would be fine. And then 2 days later, she had people send them to ask me to resign.
Did you resign or were you fired?
No, I was fired. I did not resign. My exact words were, okay, if I don't resign, who's going to fire me? Because I was elected in this position. And they said the Athletes Council will make that decision.
And who makes up the Athletes Council?
There are, I believe, 7 athlete representatives. They're a mixture of all disciplines, the boys, the rhythmic, the girls, and then some USOC athlete representatives.
Well, what do you think this is really about? Because I have a very hard time believing it's about a football meme.
The meme is actually pretty benign.
Right. I actually think it caused a stir with Manly and USA Gymnastics.
Who's Manly?
He's the survivor's attorney.
Okay.
And I think it caused a stir. And they're going through litigations right now, and it was a fight that they didn't want to fight.
What do you mean it's a fight they didn't want to fight?
Right.
Again, the meme is, I mean, I guess if you're looking to be offended, and I'm one that's hard to offend, but if you're looking to be offended, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But the meme is pretty benign.
Yeah.
So were there other tensions?
No, there are people saying, Scott, and I can't wrap my head around it, that she is somehow championing abuse.
Well, of course, that's not
of athletes.
Right.
No,
but that's what. Were you told that, or have you just seen that?
I was told I caused a stir, and right now USA Gymnastics does not need that stir.
Well, they've got plenty of stir on their own. Like I could scream for hours, and I'm trying to remember the number, and I don't want to misquote the number of athletes that they believe were
abused. It was over 100.
Under mm-hmm. that system. And so do you think that's what this is about? That there's been so much negative press, they're bankrupt, or they've filed for bankruptcy.
And I'm no lawyer, but I know we're getting into territory where you need to be careful.
Right, yeah. You know, I just think that they weren't prepared for the backlash that I received, and they don't know how to defend it.
Can I be just Joe Public for a minute? I mean no disrespect. I knew your name, mm-hmm. but with all due respect, if you passed me on the street, I probably would not have said, "Oh, Taryn Humphrey, 2-time silver medalist." When you say the backlash, it certainly wasn't in the world that I operate
right,
in.
Right.
What world are we operating in? Where is it just in the U.S. Olympic gymnastic community where there
under
was
the microscope that they have been under for the last several years.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And maybe it was just one more thing, but I would have more respect for the organization if they just said, we can't have any more drama. We screwed up. So many athletes have been hurt. We can't have that. I would just rather them call this what it is mm-hmm. instead of saying somehow, well, maybe you're championing abuse because you posted a football meme. I mean, it just is silly.
I mean, if that's what gets you fired, I'll be lucky to get to 5 o'clock.
So you were a police officer.
I was. Yeah.
For several years.
Four and a half years.
Was it Raymore?
Raymore.
Now,
yep.
Wait, we're up against a break.
I know.
So if you want to talk about that, we'll have to talk about
that. When we come
back,
I want to know, what are you going to do now? Are you trying to stick with gymnastics? Do you want to go arrest some people?
I'm not.
Save it. Save it.
Okay.
Save it.
All right.
Because I do.
You've asked some really dumb questions. Do you want to do gymnastics? Do you want to arrest people? I mean, what do you want to
do? She's very good at both.
If she comes down doing like one of these down the street,
yeah.
you're going down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's you know, I could sneak my way into places. That's why I was good at it. So.
Taryn Humphrey from the 2004 women's gymnastics team, 2-time silver medalist in Greece, is joining us in studio. Don't forget, we have Festivus Friday coming your way at 5 o'clock. It is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Let's get to the newsroom, and we'll stare it. This is not a show that normally does interviews, but for her, we have made an exception. Taryn Humphrey is joining us in studio. You certainly know the name. She was on the 2004 Olympic gymnastics team, won 2 silver medals in Greece, was on the team from 2000 to 2004. She is from our area, born in St. Joseph, reared in Bates City, and she has recently been fired from the U.S. Gymnastics Association. Is that right? USGA or USAG, whatever, because of a meme that she posted on Facebook that showed 4 football coaches, Florida State, Clemson, Alabama, and another team that escapes me, where it talked about, if you don't think your sons are going to get an ass chewing, is what the meme said, wake up, parents, it's going to happen at the next level, and I'm paraphrasing that part. And Taryn Humphrey reposted that on Facebook. U.S. Gymnastics apparently read that as some sort of an endorsement of belittling, betraying, bullying.
Or abusing athletes.
Abusing athletes. Thank you, Dana. Abusing athletes. And, of course, we all know the story about USA Gymnastics recently with Larry Nassar, the doctor at Michigan State, and of course the trial that we all remember from 2 years ago.
What do you do now? Your whole life has been gymnastics. What do you do now?
I'm not sure at the moment. I would actually love to see another national governing body take over and restructure. And I want the athletes who know best, and I want the coaches that know best to
Wait. You're calling for the
yes
abolishment of USA Gymnastics.
Yes. I think something needs to be done. Yes.
Was it Allie Raceman that said, burn it down? I think she said, burn it to the ground after the testimony. And I have used that phrase again and again, and with other organizations who have turned a blind eye to the abuse of children, burn it down. I absolutely agree that needs to happen. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many people are still in that structure who knew. I know at the collegiate level, there's been reporting that there are people who knew that he was doing this who still enjoy their jobs. I don't understand how that's. I think they should all be in prison, quite frankly. And so I would hope that something like that comes out of this, but I'm also realistic, and I don't know why it's taken so long if that was going to happen.
Right.
And so
I'm not sure.
Do you hope to stay with gymnastics in some capacity?
No, I'm not sure what I want to do right now. Right now I'm open. I want to do, you know, maybe go out and speak. I want to write a book. So I don't know. It's open for me.
Absolutely go speak and write and keep speaking.
Yes.
The next Olympics are a summer away.
Yes.
In 2020.
Yes.
Are you suggesting that USA Gymnastics not go to the 2020 Olympics?
No, I think we should go to the Olympics. I would never take that away from the current athletes. I just know that something needs to be done, whether an organization needs to take this organization away and take them to the Olympics, that's fine with me.
But you think that the current structure has to be abolished?
Right. Yes, absolutely.
Why did you come back to Kansas City? This is fascinating to mm-hmm. me. You could have gone anywhere in the world, and yeah. you came back home.
Well, family has a way of bringing you back.
Was it family?
Yes, yes. I couldn't be away from my mom, my dad, my brother, and now my nephews and nieces.
You also went on to become a police officer after you went to the Olympics.
I did.
Tell us about that.
Yes. Oh, I loved it. I was with Braymore PD for 4.5 years, and I'm kind of rethinking the decision that I made to quit for gymnastics.
You want to be a police officer again?
I was thinking about it, but I really wanted to do the FBI. But you have to move, and I don't want to move.
Huh. Oh, you'd be great in the FBI. Yeah.
Oh, I'd love it.
What did you like about policing? And were there any similarities just in your life skill set with gymnastics and being a police officer?
Oh, that's a good question. I actually love to do traffic. And I think I was telling you earlier, it was weird because I wrote my first ticket and this person recognized me and they're like, I'm just so glad you gave me a ticket because because now I have your autograph. And I was like, I'll give you an autograph anyways. But
that would not be my reaction.
What were they speeding? Do you remember?
I don't even remember what it was. It was probably tags because I always wrote tickets for tags. But
why did you leave?
I left for gymnastics. At the time, okay. I was working nights and I'd work nights and get on a plane and go work gymnastics. So it was starting to become too much for me. And then so I had to make a decision if gymnastics or law enforcement was going to be my passion. And gymnastics has always been with me. So
Was it weird when you would go into the police department? I mean, Raymore is not the biggest city in town.
Right.
They must have known who you were.
Yes.
Or at least before you got there, they knew who you were.
Right, yeah. And actually, when I got there, I said, you guys are going to have to let me do the gymnastics thing on the side. I can't give that up. So if you're not going to let me do that, I'm not going to start.
And what did they say?
And you were able to do both.
Okay, we'll do both. We'll handle it. So they were.
Did you ever have to tase anybody?
I got tased. I never had to tase anybody.
You got tased.
I did get tased. Yes, yes.
Like on accident?
No, for training purposes. Yeah,
for training.
You want to be like, if you ever testify, you want to be like, no, I know how it feels. I didn't excessively do it.
How does it feel?
Oh, it's terrible. Terrible.
I'm guessing it hurts, Scott. You think I ask dumb questions?
I ask insightful, deep questions.
Does tasing hurt more? Straight ahead.
Didn't you say you got in trouble a lot?
When
never
I was
been
a kid,
tased before? Oh,
no,
okay.
I've never been tased. No, but when I was a kid, I was not the.
Would you like to be?
No.
Hey, they're taking any takers.
Well, yeah.
Use it for training.
I'm not a taker. did you like wet yourself or?
No. It was like a Charlie horse. But basically, your entire body just tightens up, and since I was
and you have no control.
No control whatsoever.
Did you? Was it like in The Hangover?
Yeah. Basically. We have people holding us so we didn't fall on our face, but our sergeant actually put a dollar in and was like, if you can grab that dollar and get tased at the same time, you can keep it. And of course, everybody tries.
Boss, a dollar. A whole dollar bill.
Yeah. So,
Would you do anything differently looking back on all of it?
Yeah.
What would you do differently?
You know, I don't think so because I lived my life with no regrets. And at the time, that meme was how I felt and how I believed I needed to be as an athlete.
Is that why you haven't taken it down?
Yes, that's why I haven't. Yeah, I feel like I haven't done anything wrong. And if it's about myself and myself only, then I shouldn't have to.
You're married?
I'm engaged.
Engaged.
Yes.
How did your fiance take your decision?
He supports me 100%. He thinks it's a little overboard that they let me go, mm-hmm. as a lot of people do. So he supports me.
Well, we are just thrilled that you stopped by, and I know it's been a very rough week for you, and I think I speak on behalf of Scott and myself that we cannot wait to see what you choose to do from this point forward, because I think you could go do anything that you want to do.
I think you should write a book. I think you should write a book.
I would read that book in a second.
Absolutely.
I absolutely do.
I would love to write it.
Okay. Well, if you need ghostwriters...
Thank you guys
We're both journalism students.
Yeah, well, for what that's worth.
Small fee, but of course.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Honor to meet you. Pleasure.
Nice to
meet you. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
Taryn Humphrey from the 2004 Women's Gymnastics Program. Two silver medals in Greece. Honor and a privilege. Don't forget, at 5 o'clock, we will do Festivus Friday. It is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Don't forget, we got Festivus Friday coming your way right after the top of the hour. Thanks to Taryn Humphrey for coming in. Two things that I thought about, and one thing we couldn't talk about, for obvious reasons. She needs to sue. And I don't know if she's going to, but she needs to sue. Yes, we live in an over-litigious society. However, her firing is stupid. Second, that girl needs to write a book.
Oh. I'd read that book in a second.
She needs to write a book.
Yeah.
Did you see the employees at the Department of Agriculture yesterday turning their back on Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue? We normally do not inject politics into this show.
Well, how many people listening could name the agriculture secretary?
His name is Sonny Perdue, former governor of Georgia. Perdue announced yesterday morning that the Economic Research Service, which provides research and statistical analysis for lawmakers, and the National Institute of Food and Agriculture, which allocates federal research funding, is relocating out of Washington, D.C. They are going...
Wait for it.
To Kansas City, Missouri. At the announcement, these Ag Department employees stood up and turned their backs. The department says the move will save taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars. But many employees view the change as politically driven and a way to disrupt climate research and other work with which their bosses disagree. Perdue announced the final relocation site in a letter that was distributed to employees yesterday morning. Following a rigorous, I'm quoting here from the Ag Secretary, Sonny Perdue, following a rigorous site selection process, the Kansas City region provides a win-win, maximizing our mission function by putting taxpayer savings into programmatic, never heard of that word, outputs and providing affordability, easy commutes, and extraordinary living for our employees. I agree with every word he just said.
Current employees say that the move more than 900 miles from Washington would devastate the two agencies because they are not near the political hub of the United States of America.
I have argued for years the dissemination, if you will, of Washington, D.C. They need to move these departments to other places around the country.
Where would you put education?
I would abolish it.
I mean, ag's an easy one. It goes in the middle.
It should go in the middle. It should go in the heartland. Yes, I have no problem with that.
But where would you put, and I know you want to abolish education, where would you put defense?
I would leave that in Washington.
That kind of has to be in Washington.
Yeah, the big ones like the State Department, the Defense Department, the Justice Department. I would keep all of those in Washington.
FDA?
Federal Drug Administration? Not a department per se, but I don't know. Pick your town. Memphis? I don't know. Chicago? Dallas? Pick your city. Who cares? Get them out of Washington, D.C. Now, keep the main ones, the original ones, defense, state, justice. They can all stay in Washington, D.C., and for good reason. Commerce Department, New York City. Duh. Labor Department, I don't know, somewhere where there is not a right to work. Missouri, St. Louis, eh?
Detroit.
Sure, Detroit would be a good spot. Get those departments out of Washington, D.C.
Well, we're thrilled to have them.
Well, welcome.
You know what's going to happen.
We know you hate us, but welcome.
They're going to hate the thought of moving here, and then they're going to move here and love it like everybody else
does. Well, and I understand their argument. They are career Washington bureaucrats. Their kids go to schools. They've set down their roots. They have a church that they love to go to on Sunday mornings. I get it. You know, I really do get it.
Companies move all the time.
That's
Scott.
Right.
This is not the first.
Do you think the government's not going to, the government, by that I mean us, do you think that we are not going to pay to relocate them?
$5,000 an employee is what it said.
For moving expenses?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
That'll pretty much do it.
Sign me up. Guess what? Your house payment just went down by half. You're welcome.
And your commute just got cut in thirds. Yeah.
they're all going to be complaining until they get here and see the size of home they can have here,
you know,
versus the cracker box they're probably living in D.C.
I've always been amazed, though, Dana, when these kind of topics come up about Kansas City or the Midwest in general, but Kansas City in particular, how many people live here and hate it or say, you know, Kansas City sucks. Listen, I moved here when I was 16 years old. It was 1987, and I remember the first day, hell, the first year that I was here, I thought my dad had been stationed in hell. I really did. I thought my dad had committed some sort of egregious offense with the military, and we had been stationed in hell. You know what I've learned over the last 33 years?
Hell looks pretty good, doesn't
hell it? Hell looks really good. I love this town. You know what I did on the weekend? I went to Loose Park and I fed the ducks with my daughter. I took the dog too. We had a wonderful time.
Good for you.
This town is, and I'm not trying to blow smoke up your anal cavity. This town is incredible.
It's a rectal cavity.
Get out.
I think
don't have to tell me twice.
90% of them, if I had to guess, who end up moving here will love it.
They'll hate it the first year.
There's going to be 10%.
They'll hate it the first year because they want
to
hate it.
Want to go back to D.C.
Yeah.
And I've been to Washington, D.C. It is a wonderful place to visit. I would not want to live in
you
a city that
big.
You
couldn't pay me to live in Washington.
You know how much I loved Atlanta. I loved Atlanta. I would want to live there.
It's too big. New York City.
I'll back you up on that, having lived in Atlanta. It's awful.
Oh, it was 8 lanes of traffic both ways stalled at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, that's Atlanta.
Like, there's too many people here.
Yeah.
And we were only in Buckhead.
And it's a dump.
Well,
Buckhead was very nice.
Buckhead is pretty nice. It is.
It's fine.
Oh, don't go it's fine with it's me. You fine. Know Buckhead is awesome.
Buckhead is fine. I was not impressed with it.
You were not impressed by Buckhead.
I was not impressed by Buckhead.
What didn't impress you? The gold streets?
I didn't spot any gold streets in Buckhead.
You might as well have. Did you see the houses?
Yes, I did. I lived in Dunwoody, which is even more. Up there.
If Brookside and Ward Parkway had a baby, that would be Buckhead.
And then times it by 10.
And threw in some plaza. Yes.
Throw in a lot of plaza. Yeah. Festivus Friday is next. Get in early with your grievances at 576-7798. It's brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Will Sterrett.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.